This is Good Morning Mumbai, and you're with Rishi K. Radio
1. Parul Seth, what a wonderful story here. And it's not just a story, it's her life. She lost her husband early on, a single mother of two kids, and running healed her soul. And it's wonderful that she's sharing all her experiences through a blog and a book that I really enjoyed reading, The Running Soul, My Journey from Darkness to Light. And yes, she is running the full marathon again this Sunday. There's a wonderful line. How life rules apply to running and running rules apply to life. Explain that.
Yeah. I was on a run about 3 years ago and I said, this year I'm going to better my last year's time. That's been my goal ever since, to better my time each marathon. And there I was running out in September, a long run, 18 kilometers. And I said, I'm going to do my second half much faster than my first. So I started. First half was easy. We were chatting. And then on the way back, I focused. I ran hard. I got a stitch at that speed because, you know what? I'm not a fast runner. That day I wanted to run and I went for it. I ran with a goal and I finished and I felt awesome. I felt I had died, but I died and got to heaven. And then I was smiling at everybody and they say to me, oh, but it was so hot. And I was like, was it really? Somebody else says it was so humid. And I'm thinking, I didn't notice any of that. And usually over the years, everybody knows me to have complained about all these things. But that day, because I was determined, because I really wanted to do it, I didn't notice any of these things. That's why I feel what you focus on expands. If you focus on problems, then doors close. If you focus on possibilities, then doors open. That's why I feel life rules apply to running and running rules apply to life.
You know, there are different methods that runners use to help them get over their goals in terms of running.
Right, right.
Milind Soman, for example, Milind is a buddy, says that he doesn't like music on the iPod or otherwise.
No.
You started off being somebody who enjoyed running.
That's right.
And one fine day, I remember in the book, it says that you lost your iPod. It just fell off. And subsequently, you've stopped.
Yes,
so talk about that.
I feel, you know, music takes your mind off the running. So it's good if you're kind of, if you want to go along with the flow and run, to take your mind off the rhythm. But once, I think most runners, as they evolve, prefer to run without music so that they can focus on pace and speed. And actually, since we run in a group, we have great conversations when we run. I mean, crazy conversations in the morning when you're fresh. People cracking jokes, just sharing their life stories. So it's great friendships that we've built up.
Doesn't that interfere in breath control, or you're beyond it after a point?
No, we don't run so fast. We don't run that fast. It's conversation pace most times. But of course, you know, when we do get faster, it does become tough, but then you're focusing on the run.
Lovely. More pictures of Parul Seth coming up at HRISHIKAY. Follow the handle and you can see them, and you can tweet right under if you have any reactions to this interview. It's facebook.com/radio1.mum. Like the page, you'll see them on the timeline. And if you have any questions there too, you can react, and it's one space your reaction name to 53650. Are you on Facebook or Twitter?
Yes, I have a Facebook page called The Running Soul, and I'm not sure what my Twitter handle is called.
Yeah, maybe it's The Running Soul.
Maybe it's The Running Soul. Yeah, I think it's The Running Soul.
We'll look for it.
Yes,
messages and back with Parul.